United States.
AI and parenting. Flipping the digital divide. Non-white parents are embracing AI faster than their white peers.
In America, technology tends to reach non-white people last. Non-white families got landline telephones later than white ones. Today, they lag behind in computer ownership and broadband access. This digital divide showed during the pandemic, where many non-white pupils struggled with remote learning. When artificial intelligence, or AI, spread with the release of ChatGPT in 2022, so did fears about the disparities that might follow. Yet AI is disrupting the digital divide narrative. It is true that algorithms have disadvantaged Black and Hispanic people in healthcare, policing, and the court system. Facial recognition software continues to struggle with non-white faces. Some AI chatbots have generated racist content, but when it comes to using AI personally, non-white families may be getting an edge. According to the Walton Family Foundation, funded by members of the family behind Walmart, while 72% of white parents say they use AI personally, 80% of Black and 84% of Hispanic parents say they do. Black teachers use AI in the classroom more often, and non-white children are also more likely to use AI at home. 68% of white parents say that their child uses AI chatbots for school, compared with 75% of Hispanic and 81% of Black parents. Generally, technologies disrupt the lower levels of the socioeconomic ladder, says Richard Collata of the International Society for Technology in Education, a non-profit group. Many jobs throughout the years, including travel agents, switchboard operators and typists, have been replaced by technology. AI is the first technology that is flipped, says Mr. Collata. This time, computer programmers, lawyers and radiologists fear for their jobs. Anna Shea Wright, a Black parent, says AI has changed her life. She uses AI to help with her attention deficit diagnosis. She speaks into the program and it translates her words into memos and slide decks. In a world that worships the written word, I could never convey the energy and the soul of my emotions, says Ms. Wright. She also uses AI to help her children brainstorm ideas and get feedback on their schoolwork. She and her son used AI to draft an appeal letter after a university rejected him. He was then accepted. AI is this universal translator, says Winston Roberts, a Black public school teacher in Newark, New Jersey, who uses the technology in his classroom. AI allows a fifth grader and a CEO to communicate ideas in a way both respect and understand. It is also helping Black and Hispanic families translate white culture, he says. It helps that many AI programs can be accessed free using smartphones, which non-white families use at similar rates to white ones, in contrast to their lower access to laptops. Cultural factors also play a role. Many upscale white families prioritize keeping kids away from technology, says Mr. Collata. Black and Hispanic families who are poorer on average may be less bothered. Those families feel the urgency, says Alejandro Gibes de Gac, the founder of Paloma, an app that uses AI to help parents tutor their children in poor schools. They are thinking, I've got to be the one to help my kid find a better future. AI, it seems, can show them how.